Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 535. We are in the book. It's called Bahavas Alev by Rabbi Moshe Hershkowitz, Couples in Crisis to Stop the Pain, Not the Marriage. Chapter 2 is a very important chapter. We're going to go through it today. We discussed some of the concepts before. It's called From Infatuation to Mature Love. He brings from the Dubna Magid. He has a Sefer on Midos. So in Shar Ahava, he states that love is one of the most important character traits in a person. And, you know, we know that in our culture, they stress love, love, love in an unhealthy way often. But the truth is love, in the most healthy way, is a force in life. It's one of the most important midos to have in life. And Hashem gave us that power of love in order to grow, in order to heal. But in order to do so and to allow it to be actualized in a full way, we need to understand that the love, what we call love, is complex. It exists in different forms. And within marriage or a connection between a husband and a wife, you also have that dynamic that the love that a couple feels when they're married the right way for several decades and raise a family together is a totally different love from a love that is experienced by, for example, an engaged couple or a newly married couple. In modern times, we know we have these ideas of romantic love by Hollywood and novels, boy meets girl, sparks fly, music, and overcome some things and live happily ever after. But we know, and it's understood, that initial physical attraction, it could sustain a relationship, but it's only the beginning of the relationship. It provides a medium and an impetus, like he says, to commit to a long-term relationship. But in marriage, that doesn't last. And both parties, husband and wife, need to give and take from each other and work very hard towards it. What's important to understand is that while many of you may have experienced that spark, that romantic love, that infatuation period, it's very possible, and it has happened, and it could happen, and it does happen, to have a very, very good marriages, beautiful marriages, even if this never happened. Don't allow that if you had a bland experience, for example, when you were dating, or you barely dated, or you barely knew the person, or you didn't really feel that infatuation and that excitement, to assume that just because of that, that the marriage won't be tremendously deep and warm and loving. Because the idea is it does not reflect the depth and beauty of the marriage as you go along. And for many centuries, in many marriages, this is has how it happened. There were arranged marriages where people did not know each other. Rabbi Hershkowitz says that he says that, for example, right after the Holocaust, a good of Israel of America, they traveled to the DP camps. And one of the things that they did is did that they married off people as singles as much as possible. And Rabbi Hershkowitz said, as a teenager, he asked his mother if he and his father were in love when they got married. And his mother said, of course, now, no way. How could we love? Back then in the DP camps, the Rav arranged Shidduchim, and we got married shortly afterwards. And the Rabbi Hershkowitz said he couldn't comprehend that concept. How is it possible? How could there be marriage that comes before love? But he says he never saw a more caring and giving and loving couple than his parents. And also what shocked him is in the statistic aspects of it, less than 1% of the population of that type of marriages got divorced. And they were matzliach. So you have that. So what is that? So the idea being is that there's different stages of love. You could have a romantic love that sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't, that infatuation period. And then you have the acquired love, which is the real love, the long-sustaining true love. Romantic love is infatuation. New couple feels for each other, and they overlook things that are negative, and they ideal each other, and they disregard reality. They'll give each other acts with caring and understanding, and they can't wait to see each other, can't wait to do things for each other. These expressions, as he says, are going on cloud 9, 7th heaven. they experience tremendous excitement, and they're more happier, more playful, and so on and so forth. Now, he goes through, I'm not going to go into his story here, because I do want you to buy the book and read the book, a fascinating story of that he has here, of a person that was on medication for certain psychological diagnoses, and in that high of dating, the infatuation period, those symptoms then were not there because the brain actually gave what was needed during that time when that person was in that state of love. So he has a story about that, that you could look at it, but very often that if there's depression or anxiety experienced, and then let's say it's a girl, for example, it could be either way, and then they meet, and then they fall in love, and they're engaged, these symptoms of depression could temporarily go away because the brain is compensating now for those missing neurotransmitters during that time of excitement. So he has an interesting story in regard to that. But the idea is love is blind when it comes to infatuation. There's an illusion that they're in love. It's not real love. On the physical or intellectual or social status, all of that, they see each other through rose-colored glasses. But it's not real love. It's disguised. Now, could you use that if someone experienced that to get you to a stronger place of real love? 100%. But in and of itself, it will not endure. A relationship has to be also true giving. Because if you take more than you give, the relationship cannot endure. Hashem designed that this love drug that we speak, this temporary passing phase, should be temporary, should be passing. And when the wedding is over and they settle into married life, the infatuation may change suddenly and unpredictably. Sometimes only in a couple of weeks. Sometimes it may take the whole Shana Rishayna. Sometimes it may take a year or two. Ultimately, this love drug, this connection, tapers down. And now they need to work on that higher level of growth called acquired love. It's a normal reaction. Here's a real key that he talks about, Rabbi Hershkowitz, that's extremely important. A lot of couples get scared when the romantic love wears off. One or both of them makes feel distant, may feel angry, may feel very scared, may be confused. And things change. Qualities that they find charming and exciting during engagement and shortly afterwards now are frustrating and dissatisfying to you. Example he gives is Bracha found it attractive that Chaim liked to play sports. But once married, she began to resent the Sunday afternoons that he left her alone to play basketball with his friends. Right? The transition out of infatuation into the regular mundane aspects of life could be shocking to a person because the negative thing, midos, become more revealed, and they could slip into becoming verbally abusive. They could lash out with hurtful statements. I don't love you. All these terrible things that are said. And when someone says, one of them says, I don't love you, what it really means is they don't feel loved. You have to understand where it's coming from. And some couples, they would fight and then they would get up again. But the bottom line, it's like swimming in an ocean when the tide is about to change. You have to work through to navigate to swim back to shore and feel safe again. The problem, he says, is, which is very true, is that many couples panic. They hit the panic button. They resist the change. They hold on to, we were in such love and warmth, and now it's not here anymore. There's something wrong. Really, there's nothing wrong at all. But they do panic, and they fight against it. They try to fight it. I want to get that feeling back, and it's not there. And when it's not, the feeling isn't there anymore, they may try to either break off the engagement or end the marriage early. I married the wrong one. It's not my zivik. This is where you get all these things that I thought it was, but it was a mistake. What did Hashem do? He duped me, or I fell into this. What I do to myself? I don't even know if I'd ever love this person. Because when that infatuation goes away, there's a confusion. And they get scared. And sometimes they need help. They know that Kala is a great girl or the Chassan's a great boy. But something doesn't feel right. And what happened with Rabbi Hershkowitz himself, a Chassan experienced this and asked his him had helped to break off the engagement. But really, there was nothing wrong. Rabbi Hershkowitz sensed this. And he realized that this boy, this young man, was caught between the stages of romantic love and acquired love, which means that that glow, that spark of the first attraction was starting to wear off. They didn't yet develop a mutual relationship of giving and taking in a healthy way yet. Didn't happen yet. And it's a normal, normal stage. Once he explained to this cousin that this is a very, very normal stage, he calmed down. And some coaching, and they were happily married, Baruch Hashem. So this acquired love is hard work. It needs perseverance. And you keep going. You keep giving and accepting each other and loving each other, not being afraid of those changes. Now, if someone did experience infatuation and now it's not here anymore, new research shows that it could be retrieved. You could recall back that and bring it back. But again, I want to say again that if people who did never experience this, they're married already 10, 20, even beyond that, many, many years, and they're not experienced that real strong emotional warmth and feeling, it could be worked through with the proper tools and skills, with tefillah, with treating each other properly. That acquired love could be extremely strong, could rekindle past interest, and it could create new sparks and new warmth. It brings down that the Gemara says that when a couple divorces, the Mizbeach cries. Why does the Mizbeach cry? So one explanation he explains beautifully is that very often the couple got off the relationship train one stop too early, which means that they gave up too early and they missed the opportunity to try to find true love with their zivig, which is this person they divorced. And you have situations, he doesn't talk about it here, but we talked about in the past, where real abuse took place and divorce has to happen. Different story. And there are cases like that where it had to happen. And there was nothing wrong done with the divorce. It was the right thing to do. It had to be done. But in many cases in our society, it does not have to be done. It's sort of like just not holding on and working hard enough in that acquired love category. So they divorce, like right before, just a little before, and Hashem knows you put in the hard work, it could have worked beautifully, and they give up too early. And they divorce, that's when the Mizbeach cries. So the key is that whether you started off on the right foot or not so on the right foot, not to despair, don't go on the train midway and then throw everything off. The acquired love is the key to everything. You ask Hashem for Siyata Deshmaya, you work on the tools and skills that we talk about in this year, all this year we talked about, and you ask Hashem to help find that acquired love by giving, by taking healthily, by building a bayis neman in a most beautiful way, then what Hashem is going to do, you're going to see the gift of that true special ahava, whether you experienced the infatuation period ever or whether you did not, and you'll feel that often. You'll feel a deeper thing, which is hard to explain unless you're really married for a while and worked very hard through things. Well, you'll see, you'll have that certain feeling that is hard to explain, that is beyond romantic love and beyond those things that is truly the most deepest thing and the greatest bracha. Bracha v'atzlacha.